If you see a person crawling around on their hands and knees in the middle of the city, don't call the police. They might just be geocaching. Geocaching is a high-tech treasure hunting game played across the world. The sport took off in 2000 when GPS service was expanded, and suddenly people could pinpoint their precise location on the planet. GPS enthusiasts got the idea that this new technology could lead to an expansive game of hide-and-seek. Already, there are close to 1 million of these geocaches hidden worldwide, with 4,000 in the state of Maine alone. What kind of person likes to geocache, and why? Producer Amanda Thieroff went caching in Maine to find out.
So, let's exit the geomobile.
Mike Marino is hunting.
Well, I'm trying to get my bearings on here, okay. Actually, it's down this way.
Only, there's no animals around. Mike's in downtown Portland, Maine, and instead of a gun, he's holding a GPS receiver.
Okay, we're getting closer. 140 feet. Oh, we're getting real close now. This is when it gets exciting.
Mike is hunting for a film canister in a parking lot. That's right, a film canister. But he's doing it with all the stealthiness of a deer hunter sighting his prey down the barrel of his gun.
Yeah, we're still counting down. 256 now, so we're getting closer.
Mike is a geocacher. This morning, he signed onto the web and downloaded the coordinates of a particular treasure, or cache, and now he's zeroing in on it. His GPS screen looks like a digital compass, counting down his distance to the prize.
We're within 30 feet, 26 feet. Getting closer. Let's see, I'm going to look into this guardrail here as soon as I can do it without people wondering what I'm doing.
When he feels like no one's watching, Mike reaches his hand into the guardrail and seizes the cache. A film canister stuffed with a tiny piece of paper. It's a log where other caches have already signed their names.
Holy crap. Look at the people that have found this.
25, 50, 75, 100.
130 people have been here before. Reached their hands into a dark hole in a guardrail, not knowing exactly what they'd find.
For me, it's like finding a buried treasure hidden by a pirate or something like that. That sense of exhilaration where there's hundreds of people passing by this thing every day and have absolutely no idea what's there. That makes you feel pretty good.
Geocaching is kind of like a secret society. Cachers double as both hiders and seekers, and caches can be anything. Film canisters, pieces of Tupperware, tiny magnetic boxes.
Some of these are hidden up on the top of mountains. There's even some that are underwater. What you put in them is up to you.
Some caches have trinkets in them called swag, toys like plastic army men. Sometimes, cachers even create their own signature items to put into the caches they find. And they abide by the rule of caching. Take something out, put something in. There's geocaching slang.
Geotrail, geosenses. We use geo for just about everything.
People even have geocaching names.
Water ski, dragon lover.
Hi, I'm Karen, otherwise known as Caching Karen.
We have all walks of life that do this. Lawyers, janitors, unemployed, retired people. You know, I'm a 250-pound bald-headed cigar-sucking guinea. You don't usually see those out in the woods.
Mike says he holds the record in the whole country for hiding the greatest number of caches in one day. That's 125 film canisters that he hid along a logging road in northern Maine. Mike takes geocaching to the extreme, but he's not the only one. These are Mike's friends from geocaching.com, Lee Hodgins and her husband Dave. Together, they found over 1,000 caches.
I fell in a swamp up to my neck. Stingy, bitey things everywhere. So here I have my GPS holding up like this. But the good thing was I had already gotten the cache.
She likes the challenge.
I do.
If the location's really good, then you really want to find it.
It's true. We've
been at a few for over an hour, I think.
Michael stayed there for hours.
So how would you describe that kind of stamina to somebody? Like,
it's just the desire to find something.
It's there.
Back in Portland, Mike pokes around, looking for another cache near a statue.
Well, I'm looking at some place that I would hide a cache where other people wouldn't accidentally find it.
There's some that will hide them in pine cones and then put them out in the woods. Those are evil. There's some that are in beehives. Again, evil.
Well, this looks interesting here. It's a metal pipe coming out of the ground holding the bricks in place. Wonder if I'll get in trouble for this.
He hoists himself into the bushes and disappears behind a tree.
What you got there?
I've got a dried up piece of plant with a hook on it. And I'm going to poke around and find out that what I'm feeling in that pipe is just dirt. And a rock, I think.
I've spent 6 hours looking for a cache. Most people give it 15, 20 minutes. You get frustrated. And that probably is what keeps me going, because I hate to lose. But a great sense of satisfaction when you do find it.
But this time, he doesn't find it.
All right, well, that was a good try.
After 15 minutes of searching, Mike throws up his hands.
When we do find this sometime in a later date, it'll be, oh, should have looked there first.
There's no question that Mike will be back to find this, the one that got away. Or maybe you can find it. For Assault Radio, I'm Amanda Thiroff.